painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, maha, me riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, and every seam is chinked with putty, aha, me boys, riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat got high top sails, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got high top sails, she was planked with copper nails, aha, aha, me riddle I day. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger, aha, me boys.
Welcome to our new segment, our new theme, a new title, the name of the show, Our Working Waterfront, a monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. And joining me for our monthly report are Port Commissioner Pam Petranek and Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg. Pam is a commercial fisherwoman and advocate for Jefferson County Marine Trades, sailing captain, a teacher, one of our three port commissioners. And prior to taking on her role as commissioner, she had long been a citizen advocate for an accountable, accessible, and sustainable port. Since 2007, Aaron Berg was the city supervisor and city attorney of Cedar Woolley. Before his government service, he was an attorney with Cascade Law Center, and he holds a law degree from University of Washington and a Master of Science in Psychology from Western Washington University. The three-member Port Commission selected Berg as its choice as executive director last January, and as I said before, he's no stranger to the maritime world. When he was two, he was on a boat that sailed over to Laconer.
Yeah, Laconer.
We're not going to go into such lengthy introductions in the future, but for our first couple of episodes, I think it's important for our listeners to know who you are and a little bit of your background, just in case they don't know that. Well, there's lots to talk about today, as usual, with the port, but I think probably we should give a little update on the businesses in the port and how they contribute to the community. What's the story on that, Pam?
Well, I was going to highlight three different businesses today and read to you kind of their bio from their own words. One is Robert D.R.C. with the Schooner Martha Foundation and Robert D.R.C. Marine Services. In his words, I grew up in a boat building family in New England, and I've been working on and sailing boats for most of my life. I have a small boat repair business in Point Hudson, but most know me through my work with the Schooner Martha Foundation. The preservation of Point Hudson and the jetty are vital to maintaining our working waterfront heritage. We need to get the jetty design and permitting right. The jetty and its preservation are crucial to the economic future of Point Hudson and the downtown small business corridor. And he finalizes this quote with, "Without the jetty, it's over. I am the 21st." I'll highlight another business. Leah Kefkin, Best Coast Canvas, who just expanded her lease at Point Hudson this recent year. In her words, I grew up in the marine trades. My family owned a semi-restored wooden boat and sailed the Salish Sea. Years later, I sailed into town on a schooner and decided this would be the place to expand on the marlin spike seamanship skills I had acquired and learn a trade. The Port Townsend Marine Trades and the community surrounding and supporting them was one I could engage with and be part of. We are a relatively small community, yet people and sailors all over the world are aware of the fact that great quality marine trades can be found here with us in Port Townsend. Our public boatyard, community of mariners, and the dedication of all the craftspeople and small business operators make this possible. I've had a challenging and rewarding career as a marine trades business owner here in Port Townsend, and I'm proud to begin to provide living wage opportunities for others while I navigate a period of cautiously optimistic growth in my business.
You know, what struck me as you were reading those testimonials, how fortunate we are and how humbling it is to be surrounded by such an amazing community of artisans right here in Port Townsend. And I was having a conversation with Siobhan Candy from the community, Jefferson County Community Foundation, and we were talking about how that's so important in just the whole scheme of things, especially down the road not only with the port businesses, but also just the craftsmen and artisans in general here in the community, and how in the future we may not necessarily be relying on tourists as much as we have in the past. Times are changing in that regard, but there's just so much wonderful industry happening here. I've been in creative communities, but I don't think I've ever been in such an intensely creative community.
And these businesses all kind of interlock together. It's kind of like a university campus.
Interlocked together with no pretension.
Exactly.
We had talked about emphasizing our wonderful community and quilting and our port down there and what's happening in that area. I think that what we may want to do for some of our listeners that may not be familiar, what does the Quilcene Port property consist of?
Okay, it consists of almost 60 acres of land area along with tide lands. And it's on the west shore of the Quilcene Bay and at the south end of the Lingerlonger Road. And the port property includes a shellfish tenant, Asia Pacific Seafoods, known as Coast, the Quilcene Yacht Club, a marina that accommodates about 50 boats, 2 boat launches, and the only warm swimming beaches in the county. It's got restrooms, showers, and picnic areas. And the uplands contain a well and a septic system. And in the past, there's been a camping area. And a few decades ago, the infamous Lingerlonger Lodge.
I love it. The alliteration. I don't know who came up with Lingerlonger. I suppose that's years and years old. It's a moniker, right?
Well, when you get there, you kind of feel that feeling of Lingerlonger sets in because it's just so, it's so unique and scenic there in a way that's unmatched anywhere.
There are always groups of citizens that gather together to contribute what they have in terms of suggestions and also expertise. What's going on down there? I hear there's an advisory committee.
Yes. It's called the Lingerlonger Advisory Committee, and it was formed in 2016 to address the repeated reports of the port's desire to sell all or part of its Quilcene property to Asia Pacific Seafoods. Both Coast Seafood and the entire port property are really vital to the Quilcene community, and the Lingerlonger Advisory Committee seeks to satisfy the needs of business, recreation, and the environment. And their purpose is to develop a long-range plan to keep all of the port property land in public hands. They would like to work with the community, business, and the port towards creating a master property plan, including maintenance and environmental protection.
Well, Pam, you and Aaron have been meeting this year with members of the committee. And Aaron, tell us about that. And what are you working on towards the process?
Well, for me, it probably starts with first understanding the Quilcene property and the interest that the Quilcene community has in the port property. You know, it's a longstanding port ownership and a pretty unique spot. So I've enjoyed my opportunity to sit on the water there and visit and learn some history and some of the community ideas. I think what we're working on, though, is really moving towards a public-facing planning process that would allow the Port Commission to hear from the community, to, you know, clearly understand the suite of ownership there, any kind of constraints, including long-term leases or zoning or environmental conditions, and hear from the community about their vision, their ideas, their hopes, their dreams and desires, and then ultimately identify some alternatives that would come out of that process for a deeper analysis to ensure that they would fit with the port's mission and the port's financial needs. So I think it's likely that we'll be bringing a resolution to the commission in the next month or two that would establish a public-facing planning process with the goal of having a Quilcene plan developed in 2021. And I see this as a really positive step and a necessary step. Seems like the question of Quilcene's been dancing back and forth. And what do we do? Do we keep it? Do we sell it? What do people want? Well, you know, a planning process that really engages the community will result in a plan that the port can then commit to and execute. So we're not just dancing on this bubble of what do we do? Well, let's figure it out. And let's find a path forward to ensuring that the port has a meaningful presence in that part of the county.
Yeah, that sense of ownership from the community is really important in moving forward.
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting property. I mean, that's the part that I think maybe gets lost for those who haven't visited recently, you know, just more broadly in the Port Townsend community. You know, the Quilcene Bay itself, as Pam mentioned, you can hop in and swim. Not as much fun to do that here at the beach that we're sitting at this morning, for sure, in terms of temperature. It's a beautiful environment, and the port's ownership includes that entire hillside. So, you know, I think there's really is opportunity for the community to use its imagination and think about what the port can be doing to be a meaningful participant in that part of Jefferson County towards either or both of our primary objectives, which is creating good jobs for the community and providing access to the world.
And I must add that Aaron and Pam are taking advantage of enjoying our port. They're actually, I think, Aaron, you're sitting on a piece of driftwood, and Pam, you're on a bench not too far away from
him. I'm on a rock.
On a rock. Oh, you're on a rock.
On a rock. Okay. Nice big boulder. But, you know, it's been when Aaron and I have gone down to Quilcene 3 times in the past month, and we sit on the beach down there and meet with a couple of folks from the advisory committee. And so it's really been a delight taking advantage of meeting outside in the most beautiful spots. And the port actually, the last time we spoke, I talked about 3 different public beaches that the port has, but we actually have a 4th one too. So we've got Quilcene, Boat Haven, Point Hudson, and Fort Worden, which the port used to own all of Fort Worden a few decades ago, maybe a century, almost a century ago, sold it. They kept a portion of the beach from the Marine Science Center to the staircase, the steep, steep staircase on the south side.
The staircase is one of my favorite things, especially for exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and for just a minute, though, I think that there's something actually pretty creative going on down there in Quilcene, a walking tour via video.
Yeah, there's been a community member down there that's been taking a lot of footage of the whole Quilcene Bay and port properties. He's got a drone that he's been playing with. So we were thinking about creating a walking tour via video and a downloadable map to enable anyone interested to be able to visualize a diverse property and potential, as well as take yourself on a self-guided walk about the property. And earlier this spring, Aaron and I had attempted to schedule a community picnic and walkabout with the community, and that was dissolved in the wake of our current pandemic. But I think we can still do that in a different way.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So looking forward to what ideas and kind of creative result comes from all of that. Aaron, I think we should probably, with some of the time remaining here, we should be talking about an update maybe on what's coming up here, Point Hudson and environs.
Yeah, sure. So in the Point Hudson realm, we're continuing on the same course as we talked about last time, which is continuing with the work necessary to design and permit the jetty replacement. We're continuing to work with a potential funding partner at the federal government level to support the project, and all of that review and work is continuing. Probably the most recent kind of exciting activity down there was the macro algae and eelgrass survey conducted on a rather busy Sunday during low tide, where we had divers jumping in the water at a time when the harbor was about as busy as it could be with boats coming and going. So they managed to get through that process and got that work done. So that's
got through that unscathed.
Yeah, they made it. Next time we might think about timing a little differently, although I know we were focused on the tidal conditions more than the activity level on a busy summer weekend. So other activities coming up next week is, of course, a big Port Commission Day, And we've got both a work session in the morning and then the regular meeting early afternoon. We're moving into what would be typically and is definitely going to be a busy season this year with all of the normal activities like the budget process. But two items in particular, I guess I would highlight for next week's meeting for those who may be interested. Ports have a document that they utilize and are required to have called the Comprehensive Scheme of Harbor Improvements. And it's really a kind of a master plan of port infrastructure and spending plan for what the port intends to do in the near, medium, and long term for its facilities. The last time the port did a major update of its comp scheme, as they're called, was in 2013. And in order to maintain eligibility for grant funding, or a particular program we're hoping to seek funding for this fall to address ramp repair and replacement at Gardner and at Matsmatz Bay, the port needs to have a current comp scheme update. And so what we have on the agenda for next Wednesday is a first touch presentation of an updated scheme that was actually first presented to the commission, I believe, this January. And it doesn't fundamentally change projects, but it does include a pretty significant rewrite of the narrative and definitely updates the estimated costs of capital projects, both in the near term and the longer term period. So people who are interested in reviewing that, it is on the port's website now, and there will be a public hearing on September 23rd to take any comments from the public. Our intent is to follow this kind of near term, I'm going to call it expedited update to maintain grant eligibility, with a more substantive update next year that would allow for broader changes if that's what the community and ultimately the commissioners want. So again, purpose this year is primarily grant eligibility, and the next update would be more substantive and maybe more creative if that's what the community is desiring. And the second item on the agenda that I would call your listeners' attention to is a proposal to add a part-time employee to the port's executive team. That employee that I'm requesting would be a capital projects manager and port engineer, proposing a part-time position to really take the reins on these capital projects, such as the Point Hudson Jetty, and manage them internally rather than through a combination of the deputy director's time and consulting outfits from mostly Seattle in our case. And our portfolio of capital, I think, is pretty important. And I almost hesitate to walk through it. And we probably don't have time today to walk through all of it because it is long. And I guess the message I would convey is we have many years of deferred maintenance and capital needs that result in, even just in the comp scheme, if you look at that update, the near-term needs, that is 1 to 5 years, are listed at over $22 million. There's just no way for us to execute a program of that size without increasing our staff capacity to manage it, both from a project standpoint and from chasing funding and looking for creative opportunities to get that work done. So it's a little bit daunting. Well, it's more than that. It's actually really daunting. It's quite a list. But on the plus side, this is just such a remarkable port with the properties that it has, with the tenant mix. And boy, in my first, I'm almost at the end of my first 6 months here, and my sense is complete support from the community for the port and its projects. So on the plus side, on the negative side, daunting list, really big. On the plus side, it just feels like everybody truly is paddling in the same direction to ensure that the magic that exists in these port properties remains viable for future generations.
All right. We can unpack some of that list maybe in one or two future episodes. But in the meantime, we just have a minute or so left. Pam, you had one last little testimonial, and then I think you wanted to take your port commissioner hat off and put another hat on. So let's do that very quickly.
Here's my third story, highlighting a Point Hudson Marine Trades business. And this is quotes from Sandy and Chris Bakken of Seamarine Yacht Services. We both grew up boating and fishing out of Newport, Oregon, and started visiting Port Townsend in 1992 when we said to each other, if the opportunity to live here arises, we are taking it. 22 years and 3 sons later, Here we are. We were fortunate to join the Seamarine team and community in 2014. We appreciate the artistry of the tradespeople of Seamarine and the Port Townsend Maritime community. The view out the Seamarine office window in Point Hudson reminds us each day of what a privilege it is to be here and the debt we owe those who made the marine trades what they are today. We are committed to keeping Seamarine a contributing member of the community and to supporting our fellow marine tradespeople whom we've had the pleasure to work with and get to know. Chris and Sandy. Okay, so in closing comments, I want to take my port commissioner hat off and put my marine trades board member hat on and let everyone know that the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association is hosting a forum with our two county commissioner candidates, Lorna Smith and Heidi Eisenhower. And we're welcoming all of Jefferson County to join us this Wednesday at 6 p.m. on September 9. And the intention of this forum is to address issues that impact the marine trades of Jefferson County. Board members John Simpson and Pam Petronic will host, and go to the ptmta.org website for instructions on how to get into the meeting via Zoom.
All right. Well, thank you, Pam. Thank you, Aaron. Our Working Waterfront, our monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Port Commissioner Pam Petronic and Board of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. The green, the prettiest boat you ever seen. Aha, Mahami Riddle I Day.
A Lukey's boat got a fine for Cuddy. Aha, me buys.
Our theme music, Mark Hancock, Patrick Moran, Chris Andrews, Mike Kinsella from Songs of the Sea.
Lukey's boat got high top sails, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got high top sails, she was planked with copper nails, aha, aha, me riddle I day. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger, aha, me boys. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger, I'll load her down with a one claw jigger, aha, aha, me riddle I day.
And now, said Lukey, get aboard your grub, aha, me boys. Now, says Lukey, get aboard your grub, one split pea and a 10-pound tub, aha, me boys, a riddle I day.
Now Lukey's rolling out his grub, aha, me boys. Now Lukey's rolling out his grub, a barrel and a bag and a 10-pound tub, aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Well, Lukey's coming round the bill, aha, me boys. Lukey's coming round the bill, he spied his true love on the hill, aha, me boys, a riddle I day. Oh, Lukey's coming round the cape, aha, me boys. Lukey's coming round the cape, he spied old Jenny on the flake, aha, me boys, a riddle I day.
Aha, says Lukey, the blinds are down, aha, me boys. Aha, says Lukey, the blinds are down, me wife is dead and she's underground, aha, me boys, a riddle I day.
Aha, said Lukey, I don't care, aha, me boys. Aha, says Lukey, I don't care, I'll get me another in the spring of the year. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, aha, me boys. Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.